Well, the challenges facing the National Party were laid bare at its AGM in Wellington over the weekend. Peter Goodfellow was re-elected National Party president hours after partly blaming the party's abysmal election results on the, quote, celebrity Labour government and calling its COVID-19 response tyrannical. Former Prime Minister Sir John Key didn't agree. He spoke to Morning Report earlier and told me National needed to look in the mirror to see where it all went wrong.
I think it's really simple to sit back and say Jacinda Ardern will be easy to beat and that she'll make mistakes and that people will tire of her and that, you know, the government will fail. And that's called the hope strategy. And in my opinion, hope is not a strategy, because if we sit around waiting for Jacinda to make mistakes, then we're not going to win the election in 2023.
With us now in the Auckland studio, political commentator Ben Thomas, who's a former National Party press secretary. Kia ora, Ben.
Kia ora, Susie.
So, hope is not a strategy for National, says Sir John Key. Will National do as he is suggesting, to take a hard look in the mirror?
Yeah, and it's important to note that, you know, Goodfellow wasn't wrong in substance. You know, it was COVID-19 and the pandemic response that won the election for the government so overwhelmingly. But that's not dirty pull. That's just, you know, the voters governing for a government that they saw governing well. That's generally how politics works. You know, you would hope that what National does is, you know, look at how it went, but don't become too inwardly focused. You know, they have a job to do as the opposition, to learn up and get sort of immersed in their portfolios, the areas where they can hold the government to account. And that's what they should be focusing on, rather than internal jockeying for position, like Goodfellow himself was probably guilty of over the weekend, and, you know, crying foul at the media.
So does this mean, with some of the comments that Peter Goodfellow was making, which you could say go down a sort of Trumpian line, you know, calling it tyrannical, calling it Jacinda Ardern a televangelist, effectively, going down that road while remaining at the helm of the party, is that a good strategy?
I think Goodfellow's re-election sent a very bad message to the party, at the same time that Sir John Key was telling people to, you know, put their own personal ambitions aside, you know, stop leaking, stop having side relationships with journalists in order to improve their own standing at the expense perhaps of the party. Goodfellow was doing the exact same thing, you know, appealing to the diehard National loyalists who may have felt a bit hard done by the election, who may be suspicious of the media, but essentially looking like a bit of a fool and a bit out of touch to, you'd say, that 20% of the electorate who deserted National to vote for Labour this time.
The difficulty there too is that the caucus perhaps are not taking some of John Key's messages on board. They are still leaking, certainly to RNZ, but about seemingly disquiet around Peter Goodfellow remaining in position.
Yeah, look, and leaks are the lifeblood of democracy. I don't think there's anything wrong with a bit of leaking, a bit of talking to journalists. Where it becomes really, I think, injurious in terms of what Key was talking about is when you're directly undermining the leader, which we saw, you know, almost 8 years of under Labour when they were in opposition, which we saw even in the final week of the campaign with the Denise Lee email and National, where the MPs really are acting against their own interests. You know, whoever leaked that email didn't benefit from National crashing to 26%.
So no undermining of Judith Collins in these current leaks that certainly RNZ has, but undermining significant members in the party structure. Is that not pretty uncomfortable and pretty difficult?
Well, no, I think In this particular situation, you know, everything's situational. I don't think that there's anything wrong with sort of throwing your support behind what the leader was saying, as opposed to what a party functionary was saying that was really out of step with the public mood.
So why is it that, for example, we, and indeed I've seen on other media, we're speaking to Sir John Key this morning and not Judith Collins?
That would be a question for Judith Collins.
But you're a former press sec. Would you have advised her to front or not?
Yeah, look, I think so. Although at the same time, you know, they would be, you know, the National Party leadership would be hoping to put this AGM behind them because of the problems that Goodfellow has caused with his sort of discordant messaging, which, as far as anyone can tell, he only rolled out, you know, in order to solidify his own position as the party president, which is exactly, of course, the sort of thing that John Key and Judith Collins were warning about.
Thank you very much for your time. Ben Thomas there, former National Party press secretary.